Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know we're your partners in wine, crime, and time. And Sarah, I guess, like, we're popular now. We have a lot of guests, which is very nice. And these two, we've met and chatted with before, but I'm very excited they're on our podcast now.
Yes, I'm so excited. We came on to Trust Me, and now we're doing a little swap.
We're swapping it up. It's Megan and Lola from Trust Me. How are we doing?
Ooh. Hi.
Good.
Good. You know,
it's kind of just been the constant vibe for like the past few years. Just, you know,
yeah,
you know,
we're alive.
It's true.
God bless that. So I feel like before we dive in, because I am obsessed with the concept of your guys' podcast. And I feel like anybody who listens to our podcast, if they don't already listen to yours, they will become newly obsessed. Can you tell them like the inspiration behind what made you guys think like, oh, we need to start this Trust Me podcast?
Yeah, well, I happen to have a cult experience in my childhood. I actually believed in a self-proclaimed prophet who turned out to be a monster.
Spoiler. And
yeah. We know that happens sometimes, yeah.
And I realized at a certain point that I really wanted to talk to other people about their stories, and I was introduced to Megan, who also, she can speak for herself, but has a cultic experience in her background. So we decided to start interviewing other people about what they had been through.
Yeah, I won't add much because that's pretty much the whole story.
It's so good because that's what I love. Because Sarah, I feel like whenever we talk about cults and everything like that in the podcast, we're like, oh, it makes so much sense how people like wind up in them or fall into them. Because like that's how they exist, yeah, and still go around because they're convincing.
Of course, very convincing.
It's such a, like, people respond one of two ways, which is like, ugh, I would never fall for this. Or like, no, I totally would.
Yeah. It's usually the people who think that they wouldn't who end up in some
so
hot
true.
Water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, that's so true.
Or they wind up like staying up until midnight to buy all their like favorite artists' music and everything like that.
Exactly.
And like think they're like connected to them. And I'm like, huh.
For a friend.
I'm like, if Taylor Swift did start, I mean, she might have a cult going on and I might be a part of it. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, probably me too, to be honest. Yeah. But
my boyfriend is the president, yeah, of the Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We just interviewed a stan, actually, a former One Direction stan. Ooh. And the parallels between cults and fandom are really interesting to me.
Oh yeah.
I feel like I hadn't really thought that much about it before, to be honest, but like it really is so similar. It's like they get caught up in this community. There's like someone at the head of the part, they're part of the fandom, like telling them what they should think and what they should do. And like they create this whole like almost religious relationship with this artist. It's super interesting.
Because then it's like it is truly their identity. Like they don't know who they are without it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally.
And what
this
girl was saying, which just blew my mind, it's like, their wins are your wins. So your psyche like kind of combines with One Direction so that you're getting all of your dopamine hits off of their stuff. It's so crazy.
Wow.
Well, I do feel like that's true of my boyfriend with sports, but I don't I don't think he's indoctrinated. I think he's just like, if the fucking Charlotte Hornets are doing well, he's so happy.
That's so funny and true.
It's so true.
Yeah, that's not as much culty, but yeah, it's true. It's weird.
That's more like Roman games of just like, oh, let's have like throw people in a pen and watch them hit each other.
Totally.
Well, I feel like we have to get, before we dive into today's topic, I promise this is related, but like, what is your take on Mormonism? Is it a cult? Is it a church? What
well,
do you guys think?
As a former Mormon myself.
There we go.
I actually do not think that the mainstream Mormon church is a cult. However, I know that other people have had really particular experiences in their, like, the ward that they were in or the branch that they were in or the family that they were in. I think as a religion, it's very conducive to cults, because again, like, you know, the original doctrine was all about polygamy and, you know, all kinds of things that led to all of these like branch off cults and like little religions that quickly turn abusive. So I think it's like it's ripe for cultism, but inherent, it isn't itself necessarily a cult, depending on where you are. That's my long answer.
Yeah. Love that. Very well thought out.
I'm sure you've had some time to think about it.
Right.
Megan, are you aligned with that? Are you kind of just like what Lola said? Do you have thoughts?
Yeah, for sure. But at this point, I'm just like, they're all cults. Like, whatever. You know,
everything is a cult.
Yeah. But that's the more well thought out answer.
Guys, I still have family in Mormonism. Yeah. They're fine. Yeah. Well,
that makes me very interested, because we are having you guys on because we were thinking with what to discuss with you all. And like, because like we just have like so much fun back and forth, we want to talk about something that's more so like just like in the news and has been like taking over, which I'm sure you probably have seen then with all like this Mormon mom talk situation going on.
Yeah.
I love the Mormon mom talk.
Yes.
I love the Mormon mom talk. Yeah. Oh my God. I was just looking at what's her face's TikToks yesterday, like trying to figure out what the latest is.
Oh, Taylor?
Yes.
Do you know anybody who's like in it? Like, do you know any of your friends, the mommy influencers, living their best life?
I know like zero moms, so no. But I'm obsessed with this whole thing.
And it took like over the world like wildfire. I feel like it was just kind of like, because I feel like it was, I was like, it's a perfect mix of like TikTok trending, scandal, like pretty influencers, and some
light swinging.
Yeah, light swinging.
That
do you know what this is, Megan?
I do, and I heard the light swinging thing and was fully in as well. I read a few Reddit things and, you know, yeah.
Then you weren't properly soft swinging because you're not supposed to be fully in when you're doing it, so.
Wow, okay. So what's a soft swing?
And oh, yes, soft swinging.
What is the total definition of a soft swing?
You know, we're going to get into that.
Yeah,
we'll do this episode. It'll be a reveal. Great. It'll be a reveal.
Wonderful. Yes. I'm ready.
We are going to get to all the nitty gritty, but what everybody needs to know is this drama is all thanks to Taylor Frankie Paul, who is a 28-year-old TikToker and mother of two, which is kind of blowing my mind. I'm neither of those things, and I'm 30, so like...
Yep.
But Taylor blew up the mom talk community in Draper, Utah, and she has 3.5 million followers. Holy shit. And would do these like dancing videos and show her husband here and there. And her husband is Tate Paul, which just feels like a very Utah name. So we
Taylor
love
and Tate. Lola, did you grow up knowing a few Tates, or is this a newer trend of the name?
I had never met a Tate before like a month ago. I just meditate.
It's so funny because it's like mom talk and then Tate's. It's giving Long Island, because like Tate's cookies are from Montauk, but they're really throwing me for a loop. So any person on the East Coast, like me and Sarah, you are struggling with this, but we trust it is Utah based.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
So they have two young kids, Indy and Ocean. Like, oh my gosh. Okay. Yes, it's giving major Lala Kent vibes from Vanderpump Rules. Like, she's also Absolutely. From Utah. What's going on here? There's no Ocean, so they got to name the kids Ocean. Like, what's happening?
I love those kids' names, not going to lie.
Oh,
Ocean and what? What was the other?
Indy.
Wow. Okay.
But like spelled like shorthand for Indiana, like I-N-D-Y. Yeah.
No way. All right.
My brain was she wanted to name her kid after the Indian Ocean and then had two kids. Was like, should I got to split that name up? That's all I have.
That's exactly what happened.
God damn.
Oh, man. So apparently like mom talk is a big thing in the Mormon community. And Taylor and her friends were like, you know, the popular creators in this kind of genre. And Taylor and her two friends, Camille Monday and Miranda McHorter, often who joke that they are exactly sister wives. They look, look the same. All these women look pretty much identical.
It's sort of like, it's like, because like, LA has the Kardashian filter where so many people sometimes end up looking like them. I guess Utah has like the Camille filter, because I was like, when I kept on clicking on their profiles, I was like, oh, I'm on the wrong one. I was like, what's, because A, they're all in the videos together, or they used to be, and then all this, it was very overwhelming.
I agree. Taylor looks different though. She's the like one who stands out, because she's like tan and brunette instead of blonde and slightly less tan.
She's giving early 2000s like diversity, where it's like, no, she's brunette and the lead.
Right. They're like, no, we have a Barbie with brown hair, so therefore. Oh my gosh. And these girls even joked that they were sister wives, which is interesting. And people really loved Taylor on TikTok. And then all of a sudden she posted a video about that she was getting divorced, and people just lost it. Her video said, in my 20s, getting divorced, starting therapy, living on my own for the first time ever, along with two little kids. I mean, she's lived a life, like, already in her 20s. She's gone so through
impressive.
It.
It's impressive, and also how.
Most of America does that, though, I think. So, I don't... I'm in my mid-30s, and I can't imagine having a kid, but... Right. They're doing it.
I'm like, it's hard enough to find a therapist. I'm like, she went through insurance to call places. I'm like, that alone. Take shit.
That's so true. So, okay, so whatever. So far, this kind of just feels like like one of those vague Facebook statuses somebody from your high school would write, that you'd be like, I kind of want the tea, but like, what's going on? But then people got interested, because in a second video, she said, my life is falling apart. I can't even speak on why without bringing them all down with me.
Speak on.
Exactly. Mention it all.
Mention it all.
So then obviously people started speculating, because you can't be like, I have a secret, but I'm not going to tell you what it is on the internet.
Yeah.
Right.
You just can't. And people started realizing that in the past she would joke about open marriages and not believing in monogamy. And then people started to be like, wait, were those not jokes? Mm-hmm. And then came the TikTok live, which I've never watched a TikTok live before, but maybe
me
I should
neither.
Have, because this rocked the mom talk world. Right? Like, who's going on TikTok live?
I don't know, but I watched the entire thing in the bath and I was like, yes, obsessed.
You're like, I'm pruning and it's worth it. It's just,
I haven't seen it. Can you guys kind of,
so,
okay.
She said that her and like, so basically what was going on, this is when she confessed on her live that her and a group of friends were all soft swinging with one another. So here's that term, soft swinging. And I feel like the majority of people, when they watch this, were like, what the fuck does that mean? Because I've never heard of that before in my life. You can start to picture some things and everything like that. But she said on this live stream that was like in late May, May 25th, that her and her husband were in this open relationship and had an agreement with other couples in their friend group. She said that, like, so how she describes soft swinging is that no one went all the way together unless their spouses were in the room and the whole group was intimate with one another. And also kind of, so to go on with that too, I've seen a lot of people also saying it means like oral and handy J's and manual sex, which is bizarre.
Handy J's. Manuals. I didn't even know that was a term.
No.
I'm getting it, but I'm like, compared to automatic, like what are we doing?
They got stick shift over there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no stick shift over there.
My understanding is that there is no actual intercourse. Mm-hmm. That was supposed to happen, which makes sense to me as a former Mormon, because before you have sex for the first time, you know, sex before marriage or outside of marriage is the like worst sin you can commit next to murder. So before I had
makes sense.
Regular sex, I don't know how raunchy we're allowed to get here, but I had anal before I had regular sex.
You did it, Lola. Yes. I can't believe I didn't know this. Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. We're getting exclusives here.
You do anything but sex. So the moment I heard the term soft swinging, I was like, oh, I know exactly what that means. They probably were not doing anal, but I know exactly what that means.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Were you like, nailed it? Like, were you proud and you thought you got around it? Or were that night in bed, were you like, no, this isn't.
Oh my God. I was at my dad's house and my dad was still very, you know, is still very religious to this day. But yeah. I was like, he knows. He knows I've done something. He knows. I can feel it. Like, I'm a horrible person. Like, I've committed a sin. It was honestly really traumatic.
Oh,
but man. You guys, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, soft swinging totally makes sense.
And wow. Megan, now that you know what this means, what are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts on it are, wow, I cannot believe that people aren't just murdering each other the second that this starts to happen with your friend group. But that's just me. So that's where
like,
I'm at.
Yeah, that's messy, I feel like, to just all be in the same friend group. Just because, like, you have to interact with these people every day. And, like, what if...
Yeah.
Well, oh, they own a business
like,
together.
I didn't have sex with him. I just manually gave him a... And you're right. Like, you what? Yeah, no.
Gave him a blowjob with her hand. Throwback.
Right. Yeah, no.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Wait, so Lola, before we dive deeper then, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Not with that, but for, because the other TikTok thing that was all everywhere with Mormonism was it the soaking? Is that a thing that actually happens?
Wait, I thought that was like Amish people. I saw that on TLC one time.
In high school, people always asked me this question and I was like, I guess, like, it's not a thing.
You're like, girl, I'm doing anal. I don't have time to soak.
I mean, I think, like, I definitely played just the tip before, like, for as long as possible before I could, you know, I think it's literally just, like, any way you can get around it, but it's not, like, soaking specifically is the practice where you're, like, this is the way I'm not committing this sin, is not having this penis move in my pussy. I don't know. Sorry, go on.
Oh, that is fair. Okay, yeah. That is good to know.
What I learned from this TLC show about the Amish people is that is like when you put it in, but then don't move and you just lie there for like some indeterminate amount of time. And it's like a test, basically.
Well, I think we can all agree that that would not feel good. So thus is not sex.
No, it's just like, true. I just have to have someone laying on top of me for an hour. Yeah, like, great. Actually, that sounds really uncomfortable.
It's just general admission at a concert. You're just like, you're so close to me and I feel your sweat and I need to go to the bathroom.
No. Okay. I'm caught up.
All right. So you're caught up and Taylor is going to catch you up a little bit more. So she said that like the whole, so she basically said all of her, like her friend group was all getting down with this. But then the reason for the divorce and everything, she admitted that she violated the group's SSP soft swinging policies. She said, to be honest, We had this agreement, like all of us, and I did step out of that agreement, confessing that she went all the way with someone else's husband in the group.
Oh, in another scandalous room, like not with anyone around.
Which also,
OMG.
Which like gives me points for Taylor, because I'm like, yeah, it's weird to just like be like in like the Jersey Shore schmush room all together with your married friends.
I don't think I'd want to like watch my husband get a blowjob from my friend. I'd be like, do that behind a door that I'm not in there with you.
Yeah, behind my back, maybe even.
Literally. Like,
yeah.
Yes. Like I
like
can
barely pee in a public bathroom, like, because I get like so nervous. I'm like, let alone everything else. It's virginal, right?
Yeah, that's wild.
So, like Lola was saying, it happened. Like, there was this party going on where everybody was like drinking, living their best life, like, you know, having a ball. But then they went privately in this house to get it on a little bit deeper.
Oh. And do we know which one it is?
She's not naming names. People are having theories about everything. But also it's interesting because now they have feelings for each other, she says, which
I feel like that's because she's probably had sex with like two people. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, this is just like sexual tension. Come on.
Right.
Yes. Although they aren't behaving like Mormons in any way, shape or form. So no. That makes me think that maybe they aren't all virgins. Like drinking, Mormons don't drink. That's like not a thing.
That's what I was so confused about when she was like, yeah, we were at this party drinking. I was like, is this like, it's like a Glee episode.
Like, do you mean coffee or like, what are you talking about? Yeah.
And I wonder too, because that's what I was curious too, where I'm like, are they actually all practicing Mormons or kind of just like, I don't know if there's a new like internet Mormon, because then I was like, would there be Mormon influencers even doing dance videos on TikTok? The whole thing is very confusing to me.
I feel like how Lisa Barlow owns a tequila company and like is Mormon. It's like that brand where you're like, not really.
Oh, but Lola, you said they would be dancing?
Oh yeah. I mean, they like, listen, Mormons love to have fun. They just love to have good, clean fun, and they're not supposed to fucking drink, and they're not supposed to, you know, be like sucking each other's husbands off. So they're not behaving like Mormons. So who knows what Taylor has done prior to this?
It's like Mormons is like Footloose. You can have,
I was gonna say,
you
can have just dancing in certain
areas. Yeah. Which also, though, some of those rules are ground rules just everywhere. It's like mostly, I mean, unless there's like the established determination between friends, don't go around hooking up with husbands unless there's the agreement everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important.
And also, I will go on record, don't dance in public for a video. Dance at a dance. I don't want to see people dancing on the side of the road anymore for TikTok.
You know what? I'm gonna sign off on that.
Erases video of self dancing.
I'm like, it's like you're waiting at a Starbucks. I'm like, why is everyone like, it's like take off, is there a mock radio? No, everyone's listening to Lizzo, trying to dance like her, waiting for a frat. It's just very stressful and overwhelming.
Wait, is that a thing at Starbucks specifically? I don't do TikTok, you guys.
Well, I think people love Starbucks because it's the free Wi-Fi. It's air conditioned, so you can get multiple takes without getting too sweaty. And usually, and like you get a caffeine kick. So I feel like I see it happen a lot at a Starbucks.
Okay, I'm learning
so much.
I will
just say that my Starbucks has taken away all of the plugs so that you can no longer charge.
Wait, that sucks.
And that was my favorite Starbucks to sit at, and it makes me so mad.
No.
I'm so mad. Every single time I go there, my computer dies, and I'm just like, oh, this is what you wanted, isn't it?
Well, also because they know it takes like an hour and a half at a coffee shop before you're like, okay, I'm ready to work. Like you spend so long.
At least, yeah.
So, yeah, so they have feelings for each other. And also, just to add to, yeah, so the sex educators also are saying, like, no, soft swinging is a thing. So just kind of if people are like, was this just like a made-up term? It's been around. This is like a thing people do. Taylor is pissed, though, because she's saying that now she's being shunned by all of her friends. But she's like,
I mean, no,
you're not innocent. But, she was like, y'all are all involved in this, too. Right. She did take it to the next level. But I feel it almost was like she was like, if it wasn't her, I feel someone down the line probably would have taken it to the next level sometime soon. Or someone did and they're just not being open about it.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the fact that she, like, her whole thing on TikTok, like, her whole persona is saying, like, things that are blatantly untrue? Like, she lies to
what
be funny.
like what?
Oh, like...
I thought you weren't on TikTok.
No, but I literally look at Taylor's TikTok only. I log on to TikTok to look at her and Camille and the other girl, and that is it, you guys.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Wait, I need the tea. What does she lie about?
She always will say the sister wife thing with her sister too. She'll like say things that are just like wild and like supposed to be funny. I'm blanking now, but like her whole thing is that she's a liar. Even one of her most recent TikToks, I don't even know the challenge, you guys, but there's some challenge where she's like, a blurb pops up and it's like, this other girl's hotter than you. And she's like, yeah, whatever. And then another blurb pops up and it's like, this other girl's better at lying than you. And she comes back like, what? Like her whole thing is like, I'm a liar. I'm so good at lying. I'm funny when I lie. Like that's her whole persona. So that adds a layer to this.
So do you think she made this all up?
I don't know. It would be a really elaborate lie.
It would. Maybe that's why she's getting shunned.
Well, because especially because you might be onto something, because like also for what it's worth, her and her ex are on like really good terms. Like she was even like, or he was even like, this wasn't a major deal breaker in the relationship. Like they were basically heading for divorce or separation anyway. So maybe it's her way to like spin and like contentify how to make this divorce happen. And
Certainly, working
like a charm.
Oh my gosh, she was just on like TMZ. Like she's blowing up now.
She's having her own moment.
Yeah.
And like, also to that point too, a lot of the other major mom talkers in the thing are like, we did not do this with her. So like, she's like, oh no, my other group of friends, but like not her major ones.
Right. They live in Canada.
Yeah.
I forgot one of the lies. She would always be like, I'm 50. Like that. It was, she thought she was being so funny to say like, I'm the 50-year-old. Like I'm the old one. And we're all sister wives, you know, whatever. Just like,
she says she only washes her hair like once every other week or something too. And like does it in a bathtub. And like, so she fills the bathtub to the top and then puts her hair in and squishes it out. And then that's how she showers, I guess.
Her hair is extremely long. It's like excessively long.
Okay, so I thought she really was 50. She's not. Because I saw one where she was like, I'm the older one. And I was like, oh, okay. Wow, this whole thing is, I know less than I even thought.
That's why I'm saying
you cannot
trust her. She cannot be trusted. She's an unreliable narrator.
Ooh, right. And she's open, like she brags about the fact that she's lying. That is so weird to me.
I know, all the comments are like, are you proud of this? Like, this is weird.
Well, it is that confusing thing where now she's entering that era of like, kind of like, not even like sensationalist over influencer where people just like kind of comment her and be like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what's the end game here? And right. I think her end game is just riding this wave for as long as she can.
I mean, I want her to have a reality show. Like I would watch the fuck out of her reality show, which I'm sure is what she's angling for, right?
Of course. I mean, Salt Lake City's filming right there on Housewives.
I was going to say, so they need to replace Jenny.
Jen, yeah.
That's, let's get her on.
Cut to Taylor being
Jen's
arrested
going
a year
to prison,
later.
Right? Jen's going to prison. Jenny
allegedly
was fired
so far,
for being
maybe.
Racist. So let's get this girl on. Why not?
Yeah, she can join that class active cruise over there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, so obviously Mom Talk had thoughts. Also, I feel like I'm going to fuck up and say Mom Talk at some point. It's really confusing.
Oh, 100%. And the LOL is like, I've been to Mom Talk once in my life. I don't.
Yeah, I can't afford it. I can't afford either of these places.
Oh, I got a nice coffee. It was $250. I was like, I'm going to go home now.
Exactly. So one mom talker, Miranda McCorder, who we brought up earlier, posted a video denying the whole swinger thing and said that Taylor also started a rumor that her husband, Chad, that Miranda's husband, Chase, sorry, not Chad, same thing, was into her. So this kind of plays into what you were saying, Lola, of that, like, maybe she just makes shit up.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, it's fascinating if she does. It leaves us all guessing.
It's also one of those things where I'm like, oh my God, like you're so good at lying. Like, just be a creative writer. Like, there is a job where you can do this ethically and make so much money.
True.
I mean, if you get on some Twilight shit, but like, girl, just pump out a trilogy.
Oh my God, I feel like all the Mormons would love like a 50 Shades Swingers Ooh. Book.
Oh, you are right? So right. You are so right. Soft swinging book. Ooh. Oh my God.
Yes, I'm gonna write that. Oh, okay.
Wait, BRB. You should.
Please do. Soft swing.
Yes, and it's available on it. Hard copy.
Oh my God. I love it. So Taylor's response to Miranda was that she did another live video and she said that Chase and Miranda told her to tell the fans that they weren't the couple involved with this whole swinging debacle. And then Camille, who Taylor previously said was never in the swinging crew because she and her husband brought too much drama, that's funny,
Ooh.
Has been posting comments on a different influencer's account saying that she and her husband don't swing. So that's a really indirect way
control.
Of, yeah. Yeah, very indirect. I'm confused.
Well, now it seems like if anybody reaches out to Lola, she'll do a live video about you. So I guess, I mean, not Lola. I was
reading. I'm like, wow, really? Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'm committing.
I'm like, no, this bitch, Lola, you text her. She's live on Instagram reading it out loud. Taylor, they'll message Taylor. She broadcasts them. So of course Camille has to go around writing on other people's things. Like, oh I'm gosh. Innocent.
Right. Because their kids must be like so mortified.
Oh my God.
I keep forgetting there are kids involved. Yes.
Oh. That's so bad.
They're like, is that what you guys were doing with the Mike's Hard Lemonade? Like, what is going on here?
Right.
Dude, yes. Imagine this is your like parental example. These kids are so going to be so fucked up.
Poor Indian Ocean. I mean, Megan, you like the names. You might have to adopt them.
I might do it.
Well, unfortunately, that's like all the tea we have because Taylor is done talking for now.
For now. Yeah.
She said, after talking with my legal team, I have all rights to share my story if I wanted. However, I feel that I shared a part and will not be sharing anything else from here on out. And let me just say, I hate when people do this where they give you like a taste of the drama, but then they won't mm-hmm. actually tell you like what the real details are. Just enough to get you hooked.
Hang on, though.
Oh,
can I pull up my TikTok really fast? Because
yes.
She,
yes. We're getting fact checked
again. I like literally look at my search. It's just their names. Yes.
Oh. It's the crew.
They're your Destiny's Child.
Yes,
guys. I am a stan now of the, I'm a part of this fandom. she posted a video with this other tan girl, they're both extremely tan, saying what when we release what Utah has been up to.
Oh,
they're so tan. Oh, guys, why are they fake tanning this much?
Yeah,
so I'm like, who is that girl and what are you releasing? What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Are they gonna be now in like a polygamous couple, those two and maybe the guy who she was maybe hooking up with?
I hope so. It would be so juicy.
I need it. I think
we do need a re-up of Sister Wives because that guy Cody or whatever his name is like a complete piece of shit and all his wives like are divorcing him.
Wait, Robin isn't though, right? Robin is like down forever with that dude, right?
To be honest, you've asked more questions than I know the answer to.
So Cody's family is kind of my Taylor for Lola. Like I love the sister wives. They are lunatics.
I feel like that this would be a great spinoff. Like I would maybe watch it.
I have never watched this show, but I feel like I would love to watch a version of that show where there isn't really a religious element and they're just poly. Like that would be fun. You know?
Oh.
That
would be fun. On HBO Max, yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
I mean,
they
do have one. They do have one, and the girl just ended up dead. So
what?
There's
what? What show?
Wait, on Showtime? Is it Polyamory?
Maybe. Yeah.
Wait, and someone's dead?
Yes, it's this. This couple who have been trying to find another sister wife for forever, and they were just saying that. One of the women that they chose has been found dead.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of what?
It can go badly.
It can.
Megan, you got to drop, like, of what causes?
I didn't read the
article. This episode is like turning into a murder episode.
Because now my thing is, I'm like, was it from jealousy? Or
that's what I would have done.
I'm just Googling lots of random words right now.
I know, same. I'm literally your search bar on TikTok, just like Mr. Talked at, yeah. I just see 10 reality shows coming out of this TikTok scandal.
Totally, totally.
And I will watch all 10 of them.
I didn't watch reality shows except for The Bachelor until this year. Ooh. And I guess it's happening to me, you guys. I guess I'm becoming a convert.
Yes.
You dip your toe in, then you realize it's a sinkhole.
What was the one? The Ultimatum. I got really into The Ultimatum.
Oh,
that one was so good. I was like, I need someone to be above the age of like 23, though.
Yes. I know.
It was ridiculous.
Well, now it's so good because there's like 10 episode ones that just come out and you're like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with these people. Then you forget who they are. And it's heaven. It's literally, it's about you. But I feel that's the major, but I'm excited. I really am hoping. I'm glad that we all seem to be in tune, that we're going to be keeping tabs on Taylor. I mean, no one is going to be keeping as many tabs on her as Lola is. So you guys might even have some breakout updates on your guys' podcast about her. Or if she does listen to this, we need to do a joint episode with her.
Yes, and just please.
Get some answers.
Yes, please.
That would be my God.
Taylor, if you're listening.
Yeah. And I need to know how they consider themselves Mormons, because I know a lot of Mormons and they ain't living that lifestyle.
So, no. Lola, they're probably not allowed to go to church right now, are they?
Well, I don't think the church is going to, like, stop you from going to church, but you can be excommunicated if you engage in sinful behavior. True. I would imagine she would be eligible for excommunication at this point.
Right. Yeah, I'm imagining that might happen.
She's sitting in the last pew, and she's like, hi, yeah. But I feel like then she would broadcast live from it and just get into more trouble.
Right. She's a loose cannon. They can't control her yet. They're better off just letting her do her own thing.
I'm wondering if they're actually all like kind of former Mormons, or like Jack Mormons, as they call them, and they just call themselves Mormons because it's like more interesting on TikTok. Because,
ooh.
Why are they called Jack Mormons, not Foremans?
Wow, that is an excellent question. Well, Jack Almost Mormons are like excellent. Not technically out. Like, they still kind of believe, but they don't really practice. It's like Mormons who drink or Mormons who have sex.
It's kind of like people who say they're like culturally Jewish, but they never go to synagogue and they don't keep kosher. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a Mormon equivalent to that. You're just culturally Mormon.
Right. That's, yeah, totally.
Shout out to literally any Jack Mormon listening, and any Mormon, and any person. For the JM demographic here.
What does the Jack mean? Wait, I'm so like, what is that?
I don't know. I think it's just like not real. Huh. Like jacked up. I don't know. I actually don't know the linguistic background of this term.
But yes, we need them to cover it next season on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, because I feel like all those women are.
Yeah.
Literally one owns a tequila company. It's like, how do you square that?
Well, I don't think she's Mormon.
Mm,
isn't
really?
She Jewish, Lisa Barlow?
I thought Meredith was Jewish.
Well, you know what? Salt Lake City is a melting pot, we've learned. They do look the same.
Speaking of people who look exactly the same, so yeah, whatever.
I thought they were the same person until 5 episodes into season 2. And now I'm obsessed with
literally
them.
Same.
Individually.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. This was a blast.
Thank you for
so
having
good.
Us.
Thank you guys for informing me of all this gossip I'm missing.
Right? I'm like, I'm a better person for knowing all these things. Soft speaking, mom talk.
Totally.
Your life has been changed. And where can people find you two and also the podcast?
Okay. Megan, you go. Okay, I'll go.
You're both too humble.
I'm about to sneeze. That's the only reason why.
You can find our podcast wherever you get podcasts. It's called Trust Me, Cult, Extreme Belief, and the Abuse of Power. And I am Lola Blanc. And guys, my handles are too difficult to explain because they're different everywhere. But my name is Lola Blanc.
Find her. You'll find her.
She's verified on Twitter. That's easy.
And Instagram. And you can find me at, I'm Megan Elizabeth, and you can find me at Vampire Bench.
Love it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico and Sean Kilby. Our hosts are Sarah Levine and Danny Murphy. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at NATC Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to natc@betches.com. Betches.